Earlier this year, Carrie Bock and Joseph Kluke were announced as 2021 recipients of the Sault Ste. Marie Walk of Fame. Bock will be honored posthumously as an outstanding athlete in darts and 10-pin bowling. Kluke will be recognized as a four-time Stanley Cup and Allen Cup winner. But the Sioux also has a local sports hall of fame, and our own hockey hall of fame. Our Medal of Merit, the city's highest honor, has similarly recognized many athletes over the years. Do we really need all these civic awards? Is there overlapping duplication among them? What exactly is fame, anyway? Such questions are now being asked in Sault Ste. Marie's Halls of Power. Earlier this year, dissension arose when a city task force met behind closed doors to review the necessity for a plethora of civic boards and committees. When the Walk of Fame committee came up for review, the discussion bogged down in what Deputy City Clerk Madison Zupa described as divergent opinions. The task force, comprised of three ward councillors and five senior civic center administrators, recommended that staff review the Walk of Fame's terms of reference. The Walk of Fame is a joint initiative of the city and the Downtown Association, so initial talks took place recently at the association's December board meeting. It's the second time in its 16-year existence that the Sault Ste. Marie Walk of Fame is being rethought. The first time was in 2015, when some of the maple leaf-shaped granite markers began cracking due to winter maintenance. The stones were placed in storage and no further awards were announced until 2017. When the walk was rebooted with new and restored markers presented in see-through display cases located throughout the downtown area. The Walk of Fame Award is intended to honor outstanding athletic, cultural, academic or humanitarian achievement. Walk of Fame nominees must, individually or as a member of a group, have achieved provincial, national or international accolades in an athletic or other competitive endeavor individually or as a member of a group achieved a standard of excellence in a cultural, academic or humanitarian field, and have lived in the city of Sault Ste. Marie or surrounding area of Algoma for a minimum of 12 months at any point during their lifetime at the Downtown Association's monthly meeting, Director Frank Gocconi asked. What's the issue with the present Walk of Fame that we have? Are they looking at changing the criteria? What actually initiated all of this? The feedback was generally around the definition of fame, responded Deputy City Clerk Zupa. Is there any redundancy with other city awards? The frequency of the award, and the definition? Zupa said. No Walk of Fame awards were presented last year. Granite leaves for the 2021 winners were purchased and installed in a GFL Memorial Gardens display cabinet. We do have two spots left, Zupa said. One is in the Memorial Tower cabinet. One is in the Queen March parquet. Depending on how the discussions go, we'll have to look at potential future cabinets. Gocconi, who served several years on the Walk of Fame committee, said what qualifies a candidate to be on the Walk of Fame needs to be more sharply defined. I think that's what needs to be elaborated, Gocconi said. I think that's where the reputation between the Sports Hall of Fame and the Walk of Fame, and stuff like that, is where we should try and split the difference. There is an overlap with those two categories. There has to be a more specific criteria for someone to qualify for the Walk of Fame. I think that's what the Walk of Fame committee should work on this year, before we move forward, whether we add or delete certain criteria, he said. Gocconi asked Zupa to provide the Downtown Association with the nominating criteria used by the Sault Ste. Marie Sports Hall of Fame and other city-sponsored recognitions. He said he favored offering the Walk of Fame Award annually. I don't think the cost is a big issue. The reception's well attended. If we don't have anyone qualified, we just don't have anyone that year. Another board member, Angela Romano, proposed that Walk of Fame awards be saved for years when the city has an anniversary or a bigger occasion. If the issue is struggling with nominations or anything like that, maybe this ceremony could be part of that. Maybe not having it every year, and just do a bigger event every few years, or the next time there is a momentous occasion for the city, Romano said. The issue is expected to be discussed further by the Downtown Association at a future meeting. The following is a complete list of Sault Ste. Marie Walk of Fame winners, 2006 Roberta Bindar, 2006 Francis H. Clergy 2006 Ken Danby 2006 Ron Francis 2006 Joni and Gary McGuffin 2006 Ted Nolan 2006 Kevin Scott 2006 Morley Torgov 2006 Treble Charger 2006 Jessica Tuomela 2007 Phil Esposito 2007 Tony Esposito 2007 Harry Graham 2007 John Rhodes 2007 Darren Zach 2008 John Barker 2008 Angelo Bumbacco 2008 Joni Henson 2008 Dr. David Wald 2009 Doreen Hume 2009 Edie Kerr 2009 Russ Ramsey 2009 MC Place Scott Vernelli 2010 Eric Alessandrini 2010 Dr. Peter Black 2010 Douglas Bradford 2010 Joe Foreman 2011 Trixie Hardy 2011 Tanya Kim 2011 Walter Wallace 2012 Ross Mervin 2012 Walter Newman 2012 Brian Valley 2012 Tony Van Den Bosch 2013 Sir William Hurst 2013 Team Jacobs, Brad Jacobs, Ryan Fry, EJ Harnden, Ryan Harnden, 2014 Mac and BJ Marcoux 2014 Lester Pyatt 2015 Helen Arvinen 2015 James W. Curran 2018 Robert Ralph Carmichael 2018 May and Dr. Lou Lukenda 2019 David Johnston 2019 Sharon Johnston 2019 Sherry Walsh 2021 Carrie Bach 2021 Joseph Kluke